COVID-19 vaccines started rollout for most adults in March 2021. Vaccines began for children older than 5 at the end of last year, with adults receiving booster shots around the same time. It took another 8 months for the youngest in the community to finally get a chance to be vaccinated, more than a year after their parents got their first shots. Dr. David Weber, Medical Director of Infection Prevention at the UNC Medical Center, encouraged vaccinating children now rather than waiting until they're older. Weber said it's normal for vaccines for children to come slower.
In general, we start immunizing adults first. They can give informed consent, make for themselves a risk-benefit calculation, and children are considered a more vulnerable group.
Another factor in the delay in vaccine rollout for young children was determining the dosage. A 10-pound, 6-month-old infant will require a different dosage than a 300-pound adult.
The doses are designed to be effective even in the youngest children. They're just lower dose, but they also weigh a lot less.
Weber said there are many reasons to vaccinate children.
COVID is the leading cause of death in the last 2 years for children of all children, including those 6 months to 4 years of age, and is in the top 10 causes of death for those group of individuals. In addition, children can get so-called long COVID, symptoms lasting more than 4 to 12 weeks with, you know, fatigue and other problems. And some children who get COVID about 2 weeks later get the MISC syndrome, which is a multi-inflammatory syndrome, often requiring hospitalization and sometimes leading to death.
The medical doctor stressed vaccines not only benefiting children, but also vulnerable members of the family, like grandparents or those who are immunocompromised. The CDC did not give a preferential recommendation to either COVID-19 vaccine for children younger than 5. Similar to the adult dosages, the Moderna 2-dose series is spread 4 weeks apart, and the Pfizer 2-dose series is 3 weeks apart. Weber said whether these children will require a booster shot and when is still being researched.
So we have to learn to live with COVID. It's endemic. It's not going anywhere. I do expect it will wax and wane, particularly as we see more variants.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.